a walk on the woo-woo side with me. My name is Michelle Douglas and I am on a mission to help you to step into your power so that you can create the life you desire. Visit me at empoweredlifeprograms.com to learn more. Hello, hello. Today is a very exciting day. We're at 100 episodes. How excitement. Anyway, so I thought no better thing or topic to talk about today than past lives, which has been my theme over the last couple of episodes. And this particular one has a new format in that it's like a story. I'm going to tell you a story of a client as he took me through his past life experience. And I'm going to read it to you. So if I'm looking down, that's why, for those watching the video. So this one is called How Learning About a Past Life Can Help You Now. And it's basically a summarized version of a past life regression that I facilitated with a client. You know, I record these sessions and I take a copious amount of notes. And although there's a lot of information here, there's so much more that I've not included because the sessions can take, you know, a couple of hours, 3 hours even. So it just depends on the person. So I hope you enjoy listening to this as much as I enjoyed taking this client through past life regression. So the first scene starts off as a lone man. So in this past life, he stood on the beach looking out to sea. And he wore white Roman-style robes stained with blood, and he had an arrowhead embedded in his left shoulder. It had healed over, but it was causing him quite a lot of pain. Now, it was peaceful there, and the man remembered the moment when the arrow had pierced his skin. It had happened a long time ago, but he remembered it like it had happened yesterday. He was a fit, strong, lean, 30-year-old man. He had tan skin and dark hair. And he felt this urge to reach up to his shoulder and pull the arrowhead out, but he knew that was futile because it had already healed over. He felt confused as to why he had been shot and realized he'd been deceived by the woman he'd been having an affair with and had been banished from the city where he had lived. He had come to this beach to swim out to sea, or with the intention to swim out to sea to let himself drown. But as he stood there, he realized he didn't want to die. He felt empty and alone and had no family to speak of. Now, at this point, I'm moving forward to a later time in that life, and we find him living inside a cave with his wife and children. He had two children, and his wife in this particular past life is the same as his wife, his current wife in this present life. So his wife had treated his shoulder and helped it to heal, and she'd also helped his broken heart to heal as well because she was a natural healer of sorts. And that's in both the past life and the current life. And he says out loud, "I always come to you when I am broken in any life." It is now dark and he feels warm and safe. It is quiet and everything is calm. It is meant to be. Now, we have a message come through at this point from one of his spirit guides. And we also look at a little bit into the future. So the spirit guide says, "Don't give up. At the beach, you almost gave up." And he now finds himself sitting under a tree, and he's a very old man. And he feels as though this place isn't Earth. It feels like, and he says, "before time." I'm not sure what that means. I've just transcribed that, I guess. So things feel calm. He feels all-knowing, and he feels happy as he plans his next life and the lessons to be learned. So I then take him forward to the death in that past life. And as he faces his death with his wife by his side, and she has her hand on his heart, she's sending in white loving light to help with his transition. He is sad to be leaving her, although he is not afraid to be dying. His wife's smiling down at him as he lies there looking into his soul. They have a strong bond and have been together over many lifetimes. He's only in his mid-40s, and his passing is going to help his wife experience the loss of a loved one at an early age. She needs to learn to be strong without him. Now, this goes back into previous episodes where I've talked about the lessons we've chosen for this current lifetime. So we may choose to go through challenges in order to grow as a soul. So from the death scene, we go into the time between lives. He's left his body and he looks like a wizard now, and he's a very old soul. And he even wears like a crown, like he's a kind of a king. He finds it easy to leave his body and now reflects on that life. The life he left was short but with purpose, and he wanted to learn resilience, which he would need for a future life. He needed to learn to be robust and not to give up so that he could succeed in his current life now. He still has some lessons to learn, and in particular, he needs to learn to forgive himself. As for others, he doesn't need to forgive them. He just needs to accept who they are. It is their job to forgive themselves. So that was an interesting bit of information that we picked up for him there. Holding on to resentment is not serving him. He was betrayed in that life and he has been betrayed since, and he needs to let it all go. He needs to let go of what others did. So he continues to reflect on that life and he gains a deeper understanding of his connection to his wife in that lifetime and in his present life. And he also knows that he needs to be resilient and never give up. This came up a few times actually during this particular regression. And most importantly, love and forgiveness are the answer. He is told that his present life shoulder pain will remain until he forgives himself for the feelings of hatred he has felt towards others. So it's like a burden he's carrying in that shoulder. He doesn't have to hate anymore. He doesn't have to like everyone either. He just needs to understand that everyone is at their own level of evolvement, and he cannot hate them for being where they are, even if not as evolved as he is. He tells me that he does not have to fight anymore. Now, this gentleman was a policeman in the current life. So he'd been a guard in the past life, a Roman protector, like a royal guard. And this was preparation for his 10 years in the police force in this life. He needed to complete his time as a police officer before he was able to find the woman who is now his wife. His ex-wife was his connection to his present wife. And there's a long story behind that one. And he needed to go through his first marriage before he was able to meet her. Now, he and his present wife are destined to do great things together, apparently, as well. Now, as he lies there in the theta trance state, something around his heart breaks. He says it's like an iron clamp around his heart as it's snapped off, and he now feels free. He says it feels like a jolt as it snapped, but it wasn't painful. He knows that better feelings are yet to come now that he can expand his heart, which has felt restricted for many, many years. He now understands why those who hurt him in his present life did so, and what he was supposed to learn from those experiences. And he can see their light now from this trance state. The irritation on his skin is symbolic of his irritation about those who have done the wrong thing by him. He also understands that by letting this go, it will help heal the physical ailments he suffers from. And he wishes these people happiness. So this is really important here, that what we're learning through this regression is that all of these things that go on in our mind can actually impact on our physical body as well. He then tells me, we're looking at the council now, that he is going to be helping people to find their purpose and learn their lessons in this life so they can find it easier to ascend. He sees nine big white long lights like silhouettes, and he tells me that the other three or another three are on missions, including his wife from this present life. He is wearing a crown of sorts and feels as though he's in charge, although there's no hierarchy as such. He's very old and wise. He tells me he is here in this current lifetime and to enjoy his present lifetime. He has done everything he needs to do. Now he can have his reward. He will receive opportunities to have fun, to have more money, to be able to do what he likes, as this may be his last time on earth. He is now here, though, to help as many souls ascend in this life as he possibly can, but at the same time, he needs to have fun. And that was another theme that came through. In his past lives, he was super focused on his missions and he always succeeded. He's also very clear that he is not a warrior anymore and it is time to put his sword down. He talks of times in Atlantis and now, and how he was either to observe or fight the good fight, bringing the dark into the light. Now, there seems to be a theme where he's being told never give up, keep going, no matter what. He's also advised to work on his self-belief and to keep going to the gym to strengthen his body. He will lead by example in this life, and it is up to him to get into the best shape he can so that he can complete his mission. People need to see his physical and emotional strength and his power, and they will be inspired by this. He must work on his judgment of others and be more compassionate for those who cannot keep up. He finishes up by saying that he and his wife are going to do great things, and together they will help a lot of people. And he is also advised at the end that he needs to listen very closely to his intuition. So that was the crux of that particular past life regression with this client. And if you're interested in a past life regression, and I promise you it's very fascinating, check out my soul regression therapy page at empoweredlifeprograms.com/regression to learn more. And I'll leave you with that, and happy 100th episode. Yay!